Moose Jaw, the Mooseltoe Artist Spotlight will arrive this coming weekend and residents can meet and learn from 8 local artists as they showcase their work, demonstrate their techniques, and bring several unique Christmas gift ideas to 2 nearby venues. Mooseltoe will take place at the Artisan Grounds Studio and the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery, MJMAG, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd. Dave Pelletier is one of those artists and will be returning for his second Mooseltoe experience. I'll probably bring a couple of my paintings that I completed, and then I'll be doing another piece while I'm down there, probably more along the Turtle Island stuff, or a variation of that, he announced, adding that he plans to do a demonstration explaining where his ideas come from. His works have also been featured at the MJMAG, including, most recently, Wokenaga. He tells his own story, which ran from May 31st to September 1st. Pelletier's artistic experience has been a lifelong journey. I started back when I was a young kid, back in the 50s, I'm dating myself somewhat, but I just started sketching Superman and Batman and doing arts and crafts in grade school, he said. Honestly, I never did much art until my interest was piqued when I became executive director of the Friendship Center back in the 70s and early 80s when I left the military. After completing a diploma program in business at Sask Polytech, Pelletier opened Muska Arts and Gifts on Main Street back in 2003. From there I started thinking, well, you know, I really like some of the artwork. Maybe I would have to try it on my own, he recalled. It kind of kick-started my journey again, so to speak, and I began to sell a lot of indigenous artwork and products. Pelletier closed Muska Arts and Gifts for personal reasons around the time of the pandemic and today he's still independently painting with a preference for acrylics. His inspiration comes from looking back at his own life's journey, contemplating his deep knowledge of indigenous culture, and he looks to artists like Norval Morisseau for guidance. Pelletier's creative process is an organic journey that starts with a concept in his mind that evolves as he works. I usually begin with a basic sketch and let it grow, he explained. His color choices are intuitive and often inspired by indigenous themes like Turtle Island, where greens, browns, and reds dominate his palette. I don't stick to rules, I just grab colors and see where they fit, spreading them out to keep balance. Influenced by Canadian artists and the bold hues of the Group of Seven, he embraces rich, vibrant colors believing, the brighter, the better. For Pelletier, ideas simmer in the background and wait for the right moment to emerge. When the image is ready to come out, it comes out, he said, describing his art as a process of discovery and evolution. Pelletier hopes his work inspires others to embrace their own creativity. I don't consider myself an expert, he shared, adding that his pieces focus on artistic freedom and have no strict lines or rules as they blend organically to tell a story. Just keep doing what you do, he said, because waiting might mean missing a chance to bring out something meaningful within you. For Pelletier, art provides a way to capture the feelings and stories from his journey in life, stories he hopes will resonate with those who view his work at Mooseltoe. Pelletier doesn't currently have a website but can be reached at Dave Pelletier on Facebook. The Artisan Grounds Studio is located at 262 Athabasca Street, East, and the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery is located at 461 Langdon Crescent.